We've now made it to the third eye chakra. This chakra is located between the eyebrows, and it actually governs our pituitary gland, our lower brain, our eyes, and skull. And it's located right there in between your two eyes. Sometimes it's called the brow chakra. The third eye chakra is associated with your intuition, your wisdom, your intellect, knowledge, understanding, and imagination. It allows you to invite new realities by dreaming up new possibilities. And it really connects your upper and lower bodies together. When your third eye chakra is open and free and flowing, you can really experience some lucid dreaming and moments of clairvoyance. You feel guided and you're able to trust the process of life and believe that your presence in this world, in this universe, is an integral part of the fabric of life. It really allows you to find meaning in life and allows you to think about, like, why am I here? When you experience blockages in this chakra, you may have difficulty making decisions. Physically, you might have headaches or tensions in your eyebrow area, get brain fog. You might feel a lack of inspiration. If it's running too wild, you might have a very overactive imagination. But oftentimes, having a blocked third eye or one that's a little bit stagnant can really result in depression, anxiety, judgmental behavior. Now, with this chakra, food is no longer nourishment. Your nourishment really comes from a spiritual practice and through reflection. This chakra is associated with light, and so you want to go ahead and sit in stillness in bright light or by a window and really soak up the sun, kind of like we did with the solar plexus, but this time really get into a meditative state of really reflecting and thinking. The color associated with the third eye is indigo or purple. So anything that is purple or indigo, even when you're meditating at that moment, imagining an indigo light pouring into you is really beneficial. Consuming foods that are purple, like grapes or blackberries, are also going to help with third eye activation. Another way to know if there's a blockage in your third eye, which I think is really important, is for those people to think that they know it all. So you know those people that have some trouble listening and have a hard time facing reality, and they just think they know everything, or they might not be in tune with their intuition? That's generally a sign that your third eye is blocked. When it's in open and in alignment, you will follow your intuition and be able to see the big picture. Now, if you want to go ahead and use movement through yoga, anything that connects your upper and your lower body is going to be a great pose for recalibrating the third eye chakra. So anything like a forward fold or a bent eagle pose or even child's pose is a beautiful way to recalibrate your third eye chakra. The affirmation statement associated with the third eye is I see. I see the big picture, I see reality, I see things as they are. So use that as a prompt in your journal or through meditation. Or if you are asking, when I'm feeling like I can't really see, I will sit there and meditate and ask to see. Allow me to see, allow me to see. And that becomes my affirmation. And that can also be what you repeat in your journal.